Good morning. This is Will Carroll, and you're listening to 91.5 Tufts Medford Freeform Radio. This is 50,000 watts of goodwill, my 6 a.m. time slot show. Hi, Mom and Dad, if you're listening. Love you and miss you. But I'm a bit sleepy this morning. I didn't sleep that well last night. but I'm going to be bringing some nice, relaxing tunes today. And of course, I'm starting with a song that has good or will in it. And so this is Be Still, We Will Live Like Thunder by Calm, which was the band before Duster, which is a famous slowcore band. And so I am going to start speaking before the best part of the song comes in, but hopefully you'll get to appreciate it just as much as I do. Okay, catch you in a bit. Okay, I'm back. Time for the hourly PSA. Know your cell phone rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk, in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. Holding a phone without a passcode can readily be searched by anyone holding it, and a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So then consider it using a key code password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you're forfeiting your rights. The correct answer to a cop's search to search you, your vehicle, or the phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant, so think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Frontier Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. So I just played Sleep Alone by Roland S. Howard. Roland S. Howard was the guitarist of Nick Cave's first band, The Birthday Party. I'm not a big fan of The Birthday Party, but I listened to Roland S. Howard's record Teenage Snuff Film last night, and I freaking loved it. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that word on the radio. Oops. Especially Dead Radio and Sleep Alone. Sleep Alone I just played. Amazing noise section, you know. Like, it's like misanthropic music for skinny people, for skinny boys like me. I love it. I expect that people listening to this might not like it as much as me, but it's fine because I have some nice jazz and more meditative music coming up and some folk. So I have some Sun Ra, some Les Rales Danudes, which is a Japanese cult, like, psych noise band, but this one is a good bass line, so it should be fine. Red House Painters and My Bloody Valentine to end out the night. But yeah, after Calm, I played Tagabao covering Slow Crostic, which is a Fugazi song from their instrument documentary. Can't You See My Woman? Yeah, I'm hitting you with a lot of long songs today. Calm's song to open was 6 minutes. That Sleep Alone song was 7 minutes, 7.5 minutes. Sun Ra is going to be 9 minutes. Les Rales Danudes, 12 minutes. Red House Painters, 11 minutes. The set's practically playing itself at this point. But yeah, okay. Time to say hi to Sun Ra and indulge in his springtime again. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Okay, that was Down Colorful Hill by Red House Painters. This mic is particularly loud, I'm sorry about that. That I've really grown to fancy Red House Painters more, well, not underrated tracks, but I got into them like 2 years ago because of their song, Katie's Song, and I still love and adore Katie's Song, but I've grown to appreciate their discography a lot more and really respect, because the singer, Mark K something, is a total bad person. But my radio show is coming to an end. It's been a pleasure. If you've been listening to this, this has been 50,000 watts of goodwill. I think I said 40,000 watts of goodwill on the intro. And I'm going to switch it over it's going to get switched over to the next show after this. But yeah, in the meantime, I'll give you a little snippet of Sugar by My Bloody Valentine.